So, and, alright, so let's see, who wants to start? First Mishnah, first day. Get off to a good start. We need a good start here. Simna Milsa, who's going to... alright, who wants to read? Moshe?
A lot of pressure.
No.
Good.
Okay. Ketzad Mevorach on Alperos. So how does one bless on fruits? So Alperos ha'ilon hu omer bore pri ha'etz, chutz min hayayin she'al hayayin hu omer bore pri ha'gofen.
Ha'gofen, okay. So,
we were all waiting.
Right. What is the reason? Did we ever find that out? No.
No,
So ketzad mevorach on alperos. How do you how are you mevorach on fruits? All
right. Right. So alperos on the fruits of the tree, you say bore pri ha'etz. Except for wine, because on wine you say bore pri ha'gofen.
Okay. So wine apparently is a fruit of the tree.
Right.
I mean, it's something a little strange.
It doesn't grow on it.
Wine doesn't grow on a tree. Okay. Yeah. We'll have to keep this in mind. But why is wine different? Rashi.
Chutz min hayayin, shemitoch chashivuso, kavulo bracha la'atzma, b'chein hapas. So the wine is different because due to its significance, its importance, they established a bracha for it specifically by itself. And pas is the same reason.
Yeah. Interesting. So, yeah, because that's what the next, the rest of the Mishnah, right?
Go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Valperos ha'aretz hu omer boi pri ha'adama. Chut min ha'pas, she'al ha'pas hu omer ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz.
Right. So those are the two things that have their separate bracha.
Okay.
Even though they're really peros ha'aretz or ha'adama.
Right.
Yeah. So what is Rashi saying? Because of the chashivas. Because of their chashivas, they're given a separate bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting idea. It's an interesting idea. So, what mean pashtus means that what?
Like a man's realm, like bread and yarn have like a certain.
Well, we're not going to go into why they're chashivas. That's the Gemara tries to figure out what's the chashivas of yayin. But the idea of chashivas, yeah.
Don't drinks in general have a bracha of shakal?
That's a good question. That's what I was alluding to. It would seem from the Mishnah that juices are peros, but it's not. They're not. Right? That's the open Gemara. But it is interesting. We'll see. We'll have to see how that works out. Why the it's mashma that if it wasn't for the special bracha on yayin, if it wasn't for the special bracha on yayin, what would you make?
Eights,
right? You make bore pri eights.
What's the halacha if, let's say, like oranges that are grown for orange juice? Do you make eights on that orange juice, or is it
seems as a machlokas. The Rambam doesn't have that
whole
din
of
what it's grown for. We'll see. When we get into the question of the olive oil, that's really where the Gemara discusses it, I think. Right? Because the Gemara says olive oil is ha'etz. Olive oil is also ha'etz. We'll see. We're just trying to start over here. Complicated. You know the Rams of the Rams of the...
I just looked through them this morning a little bit.
Yeah, because the Ram has a case of the sugar. So the Ram has a case of sugar?
The sugar.
That's the big one, is sugar. The Ram says make a shackle. The other Rishonim say, no, it's grown for that.
So it's Adama.
Or eights, machlokas is Adama. But we'll see. Let's just start slowly here. Let's say what we know about you don't want to lay down the wrong foundation. Better to say less. Okay, so anyway, so what's the idea, though, of being koveya a different bracha? Being koveya a different bracha? So, apparently it's an idea of shevach, right? I mean, that you want to be mishabeach more. You want to express greater chashivas through a greater type of a shevach. Right? That's pashtus. So yayin and lechem, for whatever reason, have a greater chashivas, and that should be expressed in a difference in the way of mishabeach. Right? You don't give something that's specialized a general praise. Right? Yeah. Okay.
We were also just looking at the difference between those two. You just noticed that by wine, by wine and bread, that by wine it's borei pri hagafen, but it's not like hamotzi yayin min ha'etrein. That the structure is, even though they're both for the same reason, they're structured different. To hashiv.
That is true. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz means based on that the structure of that bracha.
Yeah.
The Gemara has it earlier. Right? What does where?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh. Big question, Hamotzi or Motzi? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Top right. Yeah, Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz is from
Tehillim. Yeah. Well, there are also, the Bori Priya Dhamma and Bori Priya is also based on Tzukim. Where is that? I have to see where I'm going to say that. Okay.
Hamotzi is on Lama Kasim base. Top right.
Hamotzi. Right.
And in March.
Okay. All right. Good.
The al hayiragos who omer bori priha adama, Rabbi Yehuda omer bori mide deshaim. So on vegetables, he says bori priha adama, but Rabbi Yehuda says bori mide deshaim, creates species of grass.
Yeah. So what is it now? So they're saying that what we just said al peros haaretz, you say bori priha adama, right? Mm-hmm. So that apparently everybody agrees with, right? The question now is Yerokos, right?
It seems so.
Well, we'll see. We'll get into the Yerokos is what? That's a machlokus. Tanakama holds it's still Bori Pri Adama, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says it's Borei Mine Deshayim.
According to
the Tanakhama.
No, I'm saying just factually.
Okay, so what are these things you want to know? Is that what you want to know?
I'm curious.
Okay. There really are three things. There's really a third thing. It's right. The third thing. Right? Yeah, what does Rashi say? Go ahead.
Boy, I mean, the Shayim. The Fishi Yish Bechalal Pri Hadama, the Shayim was Rhyme. Beyond kidneys. So. Included in Priha Dhamma are also Dishamu Zerayim, grasses and seeds, like kidneys.
Okay, so what are the things? Who knows a little bit about how things grow? What would you say is Peros? What are Peros Hadama?
Like an example?
Tomatoes. Yeah, examples. Tomato? Okay, that's a good example.
There's vines, and then there's like bushes and trees.
But we don't eat any of those things.
No, I mean the fruit comes off.
Bananas grow on a bush. There are also carrots.
Carrots are good. Right.
Yeah.
Bananas grow from trees. What do you mean? What? Peppers. Are those are trees? Or
peppers grow on vines.
They grow on vines.
Vines, no. They don't grow on vines. Okay.
They
grow on little bushes. Okay, anyway. So Pre-Hadama is what?
It's like an actual fruit.
It's like an actual fruit, What do you mean from the ground?
What does that mean?
I mean, that it grows from, like, not from a tree.
Not from a tree.
It's not annual.
All right, let's skip that for a second. Dishoyim. Dishoyim is what?
Grass.
It's like grasses.
Who eats grass? Yeah.
Like lettuce.
Lettuce.
We're the plant that tells
us. Lettuce, right. Like a lettuce. Roots. Right?
We're the plant that tells us.
You eat the plant. Correct. Eat the plant.
So if you eat the plants, then certain things like a tomato bush, right? Don't those regrow? Don't those die at the end of the season? Like
wait,
whole
do
bush
tomatoes
dies?
Grow on bushes or vines?
Oh, no. What is a vine? Jack and the Beanstalk. That's a vine. Okay. Right?
So like gourds and tomatoes, the whole plant dies at the end of the season. Right, and a tree like the...
Well, I'm not asking for that definition. That's a good definition. But I'm just asking, what are the peros? There's peros, deshoyim, and zroyim. Right? Peros, deshoyim, and zroyim. So deshoyim, it would seem, are what? Are the... you eat the vegetation itself. Right? You eat the vegetation itself. Now Rashi defines, gives you an example of zroim. He says zroim are kitnios. Kitnios. Beans. Right? So those are the actual seeds. Right? Those are the actual seeds. So that's different than the pre. Right?
The pre
grows around the seed, or mainly, usually, except for maybe strawberry. But,
is there a difference between the bean and then, like the vegetation, like the actual thing?
Sure. You don't eat the bean vine.
No.
No?
What's a vine?
It's a synonym for a stalk. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yonah has also more examples. He has some more examples. He says,
he said pre-Adama was the kidneys, right?
Yeah, he's a little different, right? He says, kidneys, nikroos, peros, ha'aretz. See, he says, literally, he says, kidneys, peros, ha'aretz. Vikor, vitradin, v'chasak, yodzim, nikrim, yurokos. Those are yurokos. So he doesn't have the zroim. He's missing zroim.
Are kidneys rot?
Factually, they are.
Right.
Factually, they are. Of course, the Gemara has a case later of Zeroyim, right?
For Rabbi Yehuda?
I think so.
Yalam right. Zayin.
Yeah. Yalam Zayin, right? Kosis is achita. Right? Wheat. Wheat, Rabbi Yehuda says, is Mine Zeroyim.
So we curl the Hadamah?
Correct. For us, the Hadamah. Yeah. But the point is, what's the point? What's the point of the Machlokas?
Just Rosh and the Rosh.
Oh, good.
Rabbi Yehuda by Yehekar Bracha Lechol Min. So Rabbi Yehuda requires a Hekar Bracha for every particular Min.
Yeah. So in other words, you have the Abori Pri Adama. See, Rashi says, this is a strange Rashi. The Lashon of the Rashi is a little strange, isn't it? He says, you say, Bori Mine Dishoim, right, on Yurokos. Yurokos are going to be like lettuce, right? That's what I'm saying it is. So you say, why do you say Bori Mine Dishoim on lettuce? Lefi sheyesh bichlal pri ha'adoma d'shoim uzroim. So what is Rashi saying? That what?
It seems like he's saying included in our bracha of pri ha'adoma is brachos on these things too.
That's right. What are you saying, Yishmael? So you should say zroim on zroim and d'shoim on d'shoim. Correct. But why does Rashi say lefi sheyesh bichlal pri ha'adoma d'shoim uzroim? Right? No, it's saying that we say Bori Pri Adama. He's saying it's not a... saying we hold they're all included under one bracha, Bori Pri Adama. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda says that what? You say Deshoim on Deshoim. correct? Mm-hmm. But Rashi seems to be indicating that what? That what's Rabbi Huda's, what's part of Rabbi Huda's reason? That he wants to limit the bracha of borei pri hadama as well. And so that's what Rashi's trying to show you. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have the same borei pri hadama, now it's a question of Dishayim. Right? He says, no, it's wrong. You have to say borei pri, you have to say, what is it? Borei minei Dishayim. Why? Because if you don't, then your bracha of borei pri hadama is going to be too vague.
When does he use hadama then?
On the pri. On the pri-adama. You understand? On a pepper. He would say, borei pri-adama. Right? Now the Chacham would also say, borei pri-adama on a pepper.
Just
right?
As far as it grows from the ground.
But Rashi's saying, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that unless you have these other brachos, of Dishayim and Zerayim, then even when you make the bracha of borei pri-adama, it's a different type of a bracha. It's a more general bracha. You understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, if you say borei pri hadama is going to count for the Shayim and the Zerayim, just like it counts for the peros of the Adama, then you're basically taking its real meaning out of it. You know what I'm saying? You're watering down its meaning. Because now you can't say that the word real, you can't say the bracha really refers to peros of Adama, because at the same time it's going to include Zerayim and the Shayim. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like you say borei pri hadama on the pepper, in order to maintain that reality, you have to also have brachas on the Shayim and Zerayim. And if you allow your borei pri hadama to go on everything, then even when it's applicable, it's really not the proper. It's really not proper. That's part of Rabbi. I think that's what Rashi's trying to explain, that even his borei pri hadama, even though they both have cases where they would agree the bracha is the same, Rabbi Yehuda would still say that the fact that you don't have these other brachos, right, makes your borei pri hadama more of a generalized bracha.
Is there a case?
Because he says borei minei deshayim. Why lefishi yesh b'chlal pri hadama deshayim mizraim? Right. Now he's saying, what's the problem with he's saying that you that Rabbi Yehuda is objecting. Why is he bringing in that yesh bechlal pri adama d'shaim v'zraim? He should just say that he needs a hekka bracha for each min. These are d'shaim and these are zraim. These are hekka bracha. But he's showing you that the Tanakama is really saying boy pri adama in a very generalized sense. It's applicable, it will work, but it's very generalized. And Rabbi Yehuda is objecting to that. He's saying the borei pri hadama is different, the borei minei deshayim is different, and the borei minei zraim is different. And you can't have your borei pri hadama including all these other things. That's what he objects to.
But there is a case where you would say borei pri hadama, according to
a yeah, like a pepper. A carrot's a good question. What would you say, Ron? A carrot is a good question.
Because it's also the plant, in a sense,
it's
but
the
it's
root.
Not...
It's the root. It's the root.
Like
right, it's not a product of the
plant. It's not. Is I guess it would be. I would say that's probably borei pri hadama.
Where are the seeds?
The seeds only come out later when the plant turns to seed. Plant flowers.
Right, the carrot, the grass coming out of the flower that of the carrot that flowers later. And
yes, that flowers later and becomes seeds. Right? If your expression has gone to seed?
Yeah.
And that means you left it too long. Alright. But what is the machlokas? Interesting machlokas. It's a difficult machlokas. Whether borei pri hadama is on, is isolated, it covers everything, or whether each one has its own, or whether you have deshayim and zraim. I didn't tell you to do it yet. Because, I mean, really, the Gemara takes up the question later. So maybe we'll come back to that. Okay, the Gemara really, if you want to see the Gemara, where is that Gemara?
Mem.
Is it on Mem? Yeah. Right. Very short Gemara. Right? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Kura, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. All right, so you can take a look at that for tomorrow, I guess. But,
where is it?
It's right before the Mishnah, on Mem. By the two dots. But the point is also, keep in mind that he has a bracha on Zroim too. Even though the Mishnah only has the Shayim, he also holds there's a third one of Zroim. But it's a question of if you need a heker on each min. Generically, they're all considered bar pri adama. Generically, they're all considered pri adama. Because the bush is not the ikar. The ikar is the ground on all these things. So you bar pri eitz, you say the eitz is the ikar. But here, ultimately, even though it's on the vine or the bush or whatever it is, the ground is considered the ikar. So they can all be traced back to the ground.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know if this...
But the eitz, the machlokas, if it traces back to the ground or if it stops at the eitz, yeah.
I don't know if it exists, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you had something which grew on a tree, but you were eating like the herbage itself, so would that...
Shackle.
Because it has...
Because you don't eat those things. If it's a bracha at all, I don't know. No, so it's like eating a tree.
Eating categorically. I'm saying, I don't know if such a food exists. I'm saying, if such a food existed categorically, would the fact that it's coming on an elon change anything, or he'd say no? It's
no, well, then you're eating the tree, so then the tree is not a priho eitz, the tree is the eitz.
So it would be like...
It would be like Yerokos. It would be like a Yerger, yes. So I mean, the Gemara's case, so right? They eat these... Cinnamon.
Parts of the tree itself tastes like
eitz pri, right.
Those are trees,
right?
So it's a tree. You would say for a tree. He would say to show him on that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the heart of the palm tree.
No, cinnamon.
Heart of palm, right. Heart of palm. Heart of palm. Just in case.
That wouldn't be considered the fruit.
I know.
They have cases. Yeah, they have cases. We eat the young gecko.
It's the middle of the tree. Wow. I think the
yes. Oh, yeah.
We
gotta call it
like
two.
So
we just get one out of each tree.
Yes, yeah, so
well,
case,
but
the
thing
so
is,
right, the shot. Like eating it.
Well, I think everybody's. I mean, would that be very pre ha'adama, or would that be? I guess it would be. I don't know. He might have another bracha for that. I don't know. I mean, he only has the shayim in the mishnah, but he has other bracha. I don't know. But anyway, the question is like this. In other words, the Tana Kama holds. The Tana Kama does differentiate between ha'etz and ha'adama. Even though later we say technically, even if it's an adama, you'd be yotze on the bar eitz. So why is it that the Tana Kama holds you to make that kind of differentiation, right? But why don't you make the further differentiations of the Shoyim, Zroyim, you know what I'm saying? It's not like the Tana Kama says you make the most basic bracha you could possibly make. We won't count shakal. We'll count the those that recognize the way it grows. But technically you could say everything is bar pri adama. So you see the Tana Kama doesn't say you just do the most general. He differentiates between adama and eitz. So why did he make further differentiation?
So why are differentiations in terms of like the source of the thing itself, not classified?
I'm just raising the question. I don't want to do it now because I want to take a look at the Gemara. Yeah.
Why doesn't the Yehuda make further differentiations?
That's a good question too. Like what?
Like just carrots and.
That's a good question. Why don't you say borei hatapuach hazeh? Right? Good question. Those are the two extremes. Mm-hmm. Okay, if we could find the problems with the extremes, then maybe we could find exactly what they're arguing. Okay? Alright. But now let's go back to a more technical question. Ketzad Mevarchen. What does Ritosa say?
Ketzad Mevarchen. So, Lo Shayach Ha'acho.
Yeah.
Another
question there?
Yeah.
Why is Mizonos not on this list anyway? Or is that too advanced? I mean, like... Because it seems like it's giving the categories. You're too bad. No, I'm saying...
Well, I guess it's not a pri. I guess it doesn't consider it a pri.
It's
a good question. Bori me name is Onos. But that's a set. Why is that a set bracha? It also goes to Chashivas. It's a good question. And it doesn't have shackle either. That's not all appears. Okay. Yeah. The Rambam also just says, right? He doesn't mention Borim and Amazonas in that the Rambam doesn't. I don't think so. He just says Peros and Shackle. Right? Everything that's from a tree is... it's a difficult Rambam. That paragraph is a little difficult. We'll see. Okay, good. It's a good question. Go ahead.
Okay, get some of them. So Lo Shackle HaKadosh, it doesn't make sense. It's not relevant to ask the following. So Tana, Hecha Koyi, the Katani Ketzad. So the Mishnah, how does it make sense that it writes the word Ketzad? Because Ketzad is basically a reference.
Okay, what does it mean? Tana, Hecha Koyi, right?
Right, the Mishnah, where is it referring to? The Katani Ketzad, such that it can write the word Ketzad.
Like, that's what the Gemara says in the beginning, right? Right in the first Gemara. Tana, Hecha Koyi. Right? Gemara starts off, Me'ema Saikor in Eshema. Right? From when? And the Gemara says right away, Tani Hechakoi, the Tani Yemeimisai. What do you mean when? Where are you talking from? When already is right. When already supposes is a detail in the.
In what?
In the thing. But nobody mentions Shema. All of a sudden, you say, when do you say Shema? Right? So that's the Gemara asks in the beginning of Brachos. Tani Hechakoi. But he's saying, so similar over here. You could say Ketzad Mevarach. What do you mean Ketzad Mevarach? And first it should say Chayev Adam Levarach Al Peros. Ketzad Mevarach Al Peros? Right? You should say Chayev Adam Levarach Kriya Shema. Me'im Asaykor and Kriya Shema? Right? So when you have this type of a Mishnah where it starts talking about the thing before positing its existence, the Gemara asks, so how come the Gemara doesn't ask it over here? That's his question.
The part of Reish Mechelton, which is asked just like that over there. So over here it's different. Why? Mishum dehacha svarahu levarich. The Masik Gemara de asur lehonos mina olam hazeh below bracha.
So what is the Gemara's answer over there? The pasuk. The Gemara's answer by Shema is that it's already in Torah Shebichsav. Right. It's already in Torah Shebichsav. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
It's already do it, like people know it, like you have to.
Right. No, it doesn't have to write it. The Mishnah doesn't have to write Koran Kriya Shema. Because it's already written. It's an interesting statement on Mishnah. Right? Mishnah is an elaboration on Torah, right? It's like the Rambam says, right? With the yad, never dreamed anybody would think you just throw away all the sfarim. But the Mishnah is not replacing Torah. You don't say you don't need Torah anymore. Now you have the Mishnah to know what to do. The Mishnah is an elaboration on Torah, so it doesn't have to say. It doesn't have to posit the things that are already posited in the Pesukim. It can just continue. But over here, you're not going to be able to have that answer. Right? You're not going to be able to have that answer over here. But that's not Tosa's question. Tosa's question is, why doesn't he even raise the question? Right? Good. So what he's saying, Mishum Dehocho Svarahu Levarich. Yeah. See, that's really, I didn't want to do this whole piece of Gemara, the Minahani Mili. It's very kind of confusing Gemara. It's going to turn you off right away to Brachos. So, I told you to start at the Tana Rabbanan, right? But really, maybe you could just start one line above, right? Well, you can actually start the first words of the Gemara, Minohani Mili, and then you can skip all the way down to Svarahu. Svarahu. Because Gemara tries to prove it from Pesukim. Gemara tries to prove it from Pesukim, and the Gemara concludes it doesn't work out. And it's a Svarah. It's based on a Svarah. Of Osir Lo Lodam Sheyihana Min Olam Azeh Belo Bracha. Yeah. And So that's what Tosfos is referring to. That the Gemara says it's a svara. It's a svara. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Yeah, therefore what? Yeah.
It's like when you have a question over Rabbi Meir, you have a pasuk. First of all, it's basically referencing a pre-existing entity. Like it's saying,
correct.
So the Pasuk wants to say, well, where is the pre-existing entity? Where do you know that from?
Right.
Right? But over here, since it's a svara, right, but that's a pasuk, because the pasuk creates this new entity. The pasuk tells you, yeah, do
create. Right, it's no svara, it's a kriyashma.
Right. It's just a pasuk that says, here's kriyashma. So that's it. But when you have a svara, the svara doesn't create an entity. It doesn't mean that there's now a pre-existing entity of bracha. It just means that now you have a good reason to create an entity of bracha. And that's what Mishnah is doing. Mishnah is telling you now, these are the bracha. I mean, it's not, there's no, you don't ask, where's the pre-existing entity? There is no. This is the entity.
So you're saying that what this is, the Gemara only asks Tana Heichakoi
when there's a pre-existing entity and it's wondering why it doesn't
that work. When there's a pre-existing entity that establishes the existence of the
right.
Thing.
What's the difference between Tana Heichakoi and Nahani Mili?
That's a good question. It's a good question.
It's like the same exact question. Just
that's what Tosfos says. All those psukim must have been our smachtas. That was really Gemara really knows this far. You have to say the Gemara knew this for the whole time. Right? Of course, otherwise, it should have started right away. Tani Hechakoi. But,
then they reject at the end. It's not in the Smachta, it's just in the Svara.
At the end.
They just couldn't find it. They just couldn't
find it.
What was Tosfos?
It could have been a
Pasuk
they liked.
El Svaru, what was Tosfos? If you crawled the Nosav Leel, a Smachta Baalma. But Gemara, how you saw him, it's yeah, the limud gomer. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, Tosfos first thought that what? That it was a real limud. I'm sorry, the Gemara first thought it was a real limud. Gemara wants to learn from where? Kodesh Elul Hashem. Kamkei Gemara. Alamish to unim bracha lefneim ulacharem. That's about, well, that's by Orla. Netar Ravai. So Hilulim, I'm going to say it's two Hilulim. Two blessings. Two praises. But, what was your question, Gavin?
What's the difference between Menahani Mili and Tanahicha Koi?
Isn't one like a logical attack? Like you can't start speaking about details in a thing without saying the thing itself. In other words, I don't have a problem with the way the Tana wrote it, I just, where's this coming from?
Right.
It's not like criticizing the Tana for writing it in an appropriate way.
The Tanahicha is more than a stylistic question. I mean, they all know where creation comes from. It's not like they're asking where it's from. Saying, why didn't you mention it?
Yeah, but if it is a pasuk, if it is from a pasuk, right, then would Tana Heichakoi be a good question?
If it's like, it means like Dorei, like Tana's mouth.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so you mean the first Gemara wants to know if it's a pasuk or if it's not. But once we say it's not a pasuk, you're not going to say Tana Heichakoi.
Once
you can say it's not a pasuk,
right?
Well,
either way,
Tosfos is saying the reason that you can't ask question because it's a svara. But if it was a pasuk, it seems to imply that you would ask the question.
Right.
His whole answer is that it's a svara.
But then you'd have your answer already.
Already went through that one.
It's a good question. It's a good question. But hold on, let's leave that alone for 1 second. But you're saying that what? That if it's a svara, then you don't say, then you don't ask.
Right, because here the Mishnah is creating the entity. It's not just explaining a pre-existing entity. So meaning, because that was what the problem with Ketza, with starting with Ketza is, right? Because you're saying details before you're referencing the existence of the entity. But if the Mishnah itself is presenting the entity, right? Because it doesn't exist yet, that's what Torah Shabbat has to do, right? Then it makes sense to say Ketza.
Shouldn't it still have a Svara in the Mishnah?
But why does it still make sense? Ketza. But still, isn't it strange to talk about how?
Before you there still isn't entity. If the Rabbanon were Masakin, why wouldn't you say the Rabbanon brought it down at the beginning of the Mishnah?
The Svara should be there. A little differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, it still seems like Tosfos doesn't answer the question because it's still a logical way to write something, you know, to have the details without the essential thing in the first place. So I want to say, but the fact that it comes from a Svara is like an extraneous problem, which is that basically Tosfos Chiddush is that the Tana is only interested in like presenting like an entity of Ischaivus, where the whole like its primary existence comes from the Torah itself. But by brachos, it's not.
Wait,
like,
one second. I'm sorry to hear you. Was that again? What? The Tana is only.
The Tana is only interested in presenting the chiv of something, right? Where it's purely just a chiv that comes to you from the Torah, right? But over here by brachos, there's something. Like the Gemara says, it's even more primary.
What do you mean? The Tana doesn't interested in Muksa? I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Yeah, what?
Tana's not interested in Muksa? What do you mean? The only things come from the Torah.
I mean, only something where the entire Hischaivus is from the system of the Torah.
But doesn't here, teach the Rabbanans?
No, but that's part of the system of Torah, though. There's nothing outside of the system of Torah that's Mechayev you in Muksa.
You mean because it's a low sorcery?
Right.
Okay.
But over here, there's something that the whole primary source for brachos is from the svara of, you know, Asulanos Mamos Devlo Bracha. So, since they learned out from the svara. What's that?
Go ahead.
So, therefore, in other words, even though it's true that svara alone wouldn't say that you're chayav in the Torah in a legal sense, and the Rabbana had to come and give this a formal, you know, halachic existence, whatever it is, to be mechayav you in terms of the Torah, but primarily, the chiyah really goes back even further to the svara. So the Tana is only interested in, he's only going to present like the entity of Ischaivus that's purely like where the whole chiyah is stemmed from the Torah, like purely. But here it goes back even further than that.
So you're saying that it's a philosophical source,
right? It's like a question of like how does the Tana. Like what things is he gonna like present in terms of his chayvus?
That's where you lose me, because he is presenting this. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
What do you mean by ketan levarchin?
Yeah.
No, it's true. He has to tell you all the halachos in regard to it, but he's not gonna tell you the chiyuv just as a chiyuv, because the Tana is only interested in the thing that's chalon you as a chiyuv from the Torah only. No, it's true. There is a chiyuv of bracha that the Rabbanan set up, and there's all these details in it. But he's not going to present there's a chiyuv to make a bracha, because the way that this thing, where the hischaivus really comes from, is from the svara.
But it doesn't do that by
it's from the svara. And what were you saying?
Well, I was saying that there is no meaning. The question over there is that it doesn't make any sense. There's details before the previous sentence.
Right.
Right, so I'm saying here there is no pre-existing entity. I'm saying Kitzah is telling you what to do. It's like there is no entity. There is no entity of bracha. And so it tells you, this is what you have to do. This is a bracha. So you can't ask, well, we should mention the pre-existing entity first. Well, there is none. So this is the mission is telling you that this is
what it is. Like, what does that mean, Svara? Like, what does it mean that's a Svara? Why is that saying,
because
Tzimacha Svarahu?
Because when it's a Svara, it doesn't mean that. Svara doesn't make it, and just because you have a svara, a good reason to have a bracha, doesn't mean that now there's an entity of brachos in halacha. Doesn't mean that it just means you have a good reason to do it. So now it's the Rabbana want to make it, so now they have to, you know, formulate it and you know, and be here to put it in the Mishnah. But just because you have a good svara doesn't mean that it exists now.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I think I hear what you're saying. Well, let's just take the next piece. Go ahead. Inami.
So Inami. Yishlamer dekai yamas nisin de mishameso de katani bal karmi varich la acharav ena varich lafana. So you could also say that our Mishnah here is referring to the Mishnah in Mishnah Perak Mishameso that says a bal kari. So by mazon, he's mevarich after he says benching, but he doesn't say a bracha before eating mazon. So that's talking about, I think, specifically benching, right?
Right.
So v'hachinami shayach hachal levarich hakol davar davar. So that's talking specifically about benching. But then here too,
but the bracha lefonav, right? But right. It does mention bracha lefonav.
Right, bracha lefonav by Muslims. But it makes just as much sense to say a bracha on every other thing also. Bracha lefonav.
Right.
So al kain amar hacha ketsav levarich.
So what's the difference between the two answers? Let's just give before we get. What's the difference between the two answers? What's the difference? The Tosa has a question. Why doesn't the Gemara say Tana Hechakoi? And he has two answers. What's the difference between the two answers? Generally speaking.
One has to do with like the nature of the source itself. Like
No.
First answer is basically saying that it's not Tana Hechakoi is not a question.
Correct. First answer is saying Tana Hechakoi is not appropriate here at all. It's just not an appropriate thing at all. There's no question and there's no answer. Right? The second answer is saying that what?
That would be an appropriate question.
It would be an appropriate question, but the answer is obvious already. Right. But the answer is obvious already. Right? Because the Gemara itself already learned that Mishnah. Me'ei Masai is the first Mishnah on Brachos. So there's nothing beforehand that had it. But over here, it already mentioned the Bracha Lefonel. It already mentioned the concept of a Bracha Lefonel. So, in other words, there's two reasons why a question is not asked. Either because there is no answer to this kind of a question, right? Or because the answer is already known. Two reasons why a question is not asked. Two legitimate reasons, right? So that's essentially the difference between the first teretz and the second teretz. Correct? First teretz is saying, in general, he's saying, since it's a svara, and the Gemara knows it's a svara, according to the Maskana, so then it knows that that type of a source, you don't ask, Tana Hechakoi. Right? The second answer is what? Even though it's a svar, apparently, it doesn't matter. The second answer is, the reason why it doesn't ask Tana Hechakoi is because it knows the answer. And it was referring back to the Mishnah in on Chof.
How does the Mishnah on Chof answer the question?
Because the Mishnah already says Balkeri doesn't make a bracha lefonel. So now we already raised the idea, we already posited the existence of brachos lefonel. Okay. Brachos b'fnei mozon. So now we want to elaborate on that. Let's elaborate on something we already discussed.
So kind of a funny thing, because this is the Mishnah of Brachos. Like there, you could
why it's the Mishnah of Brachos. Because the Gemara decided, the Mishnah decided to elaborate on something it mentioned. Right? Rebbe just taught in the way that it went. First they wanted to finish the Kriya Shema stuff, the Avnik stuff. Right? Isn't they say? Learned the way the Talmidim went should. But, so what's this difficult, right? The difference between those two answers. Basically, if you want to sum it up, I guess you would say, the question is, must a ketzad always refer to something that was written, right? Like that's the way the Ron puts it. Is it a Ron? Is it the first Ron? I mean the Rainier. Yeah. The Rainier. He says.
On which part?
Ketzad, very beginning. Derech HaTalmud Ledakdek Balashon Ketzad Le'ezed Dover Chozer. Very first Ron, the Rainier. It's the way of the Gemara to investigate in the word of Ketzad, when it sees the word Ketzad, what's it going back to? Kihu eino nofil ella al davar shehuzkar mitchila. Saying that's the very meaning of the word, Ketzad. Ketzad always means it's referring back to something that was mentioned. Something that was mentioned. Right? So that's essentially Tosa's second answer, right? That the word ketzad always refers back to something that was mentioned. That's the meaning of the word. That's the very essence of the word. So you can't say the fact that it's a svara wouldn't help, right? The fact that it's a svara wouldn't help. Because Keta is always referring back to something that was mentioned. So the first Mishnah says it's mentioned in the Torah already. Right? But in this Mishnah, you're not going to have that. In this Mishnah, it was mentioned in the prior Mishnah. But But that's apparently what Tosis is grappling with over here. Right? Could you have the word ketzad? That's the question over here. Can the word ketzad be referring to something? How would you put it? What's the question over here? The Rabbeinu Yonah is saying ketzad is always referring to something else that was posited. But not just in something else that was mentioned. Always referring back to something else that was mentioned. But since Gemara knows where it was mentioned, doesn't have to ask where it wasn't mentioned. He has a different mishnah. He has a different mishnah. It's interesting. I don't know the difference between the two. But Tosis has a different possibility. He has a different possibility. That ketzad could what?
Sort of a pre-existing idea that wasn't necessarily discussed.
Then he's saying that ketzad apparently can refer to something that has somewhat of a necessary existence in terms of the system of Torah, right? Now, as the Gemara says, it's a svara. What's the Gemara svara? That's also lo adam sheyanim elam zev lo bracha. It's like mi'ila, it's like zeila, whatever you're going to say over there. Meaning to say what? That from the ikarim of Torah, from the ikarim of Torah itself, it seems that it's a necessary thing to recognize the Bore when you're a Nana. And yeah. Sorry. And Tosis is saying that type of a thing, the Mishnah can refer to as a ketzad, even though it was never mentioned before, because it's something that is intrinsic. In other words, just by the fact that we have Torah and Mishnayos being taught, this is an intrinsic thing. It means we have the system of Torah. From the very system of Torah, it's a fundamental, it's almost like a fundamental obligation.
Would it be even outside of the system of Torah?
Yeah.
Well, when I say the system of Torah, I mean to say the Ikarim. The Ikarim.
How does this come from the Ikarim? I don't get it.
Well, that's what we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the Svar is. What the Gemara is saying, from the fact that the fact that there's a bore and you're a nana from that bria, you have to be you have to recognize it with the shavach. It would be a lacking in your philosophical reality if you didn't. There's no real. I mean, I think that's what Levi was saying, right? No, it's not like an obligation that's imposed upon you. In other words, if it's an obligation that's imposed upon you, so then before we can start talking about it, we have to say, well, where is the obligation imposed? When did you mention the existence of this obligation? Right? But if it's not really an obligation that's imposed upon you, its idea is not that it's an obligation that's imposed upon you, but the idea of bracha should come from the very concept of the very reality of Bria Shemayim Varetz and the fact that you're a Nivra. In other words, let's put it this way. It would be a philosophical lacking if a person didn't feel he should be mishabeach for the good in this world. Even without an obligation. You understand? Even without an obligation. it would be a wrong thing. It would be a kafoy tov. So you don't have to ask when was this mentioned, when was this obligation mentioned, because it exists even not as an obligation. It exists just as a philosophical reality. Yeah.
The bracha, the idea of bracha, doesn't exist just as a philosophical reality. Or don't you still need the idea of bracha to ask Ketzad? Like, you just have an idea that there could be a recognition, that philosophically you should have a certain type of recognition. But the actual idea of, like, a formalized bracha... Yeah, like, that's not...
We do have an idea by bracha achrona. So, I mean, there is such an idea of
not
recognition.
Not on the basis of this bracha.
Philosophical reality is just that you have to recognize...
It seems like you're making the two answers the same. Like, it seems like both answers are now saying that Ketzad does have to be referring to something, and here they're both referring to something. But it seems like the first answer is saying this question is even shy. It's not that, like, it has to be referring to something. This is not even a question. But it seems like you're making it... You're saying by the first answer that the reason it doesn't say a previous thing is because there's...
Correct.
Then I don't understand why I couldn't. That seems to be exactly the same as the second answer, just two different sources. But we said there were different answers.
That's true. But the reason why I'm saying that, so what is the difference between the two answers?
What does it mean, lo shayach? I just don't understand, according to where you're explaining it, what does it mean, not, it's not shayach? That's what it is, shayach, that's the question. It's just that we know the answer.
What I'm saying like this is that the difference between the two answers is like this. Ketzad logically must be referring to something. Mm-hmm. Logically, the word, I think the Ri is right, it's definitely referring to something already. He's just saying that it's referring to something that was mentioned. Right? But Tosa's possibility is that... See, the thing is like this, that the Mishnayosin are codifying the Chiyuve Torah and elaborating and expanding on Chiyuve Torah. Right? It would... right? Okay. Chiyuve Torah.
You mean Durabanan's line?
What?
Trying to be understanding. You mean Durabanan's also? I mean...
Durabanan's too. Okay. Correct.
So you don't mean like Durabanan's.
No, I think Levy's right. There are bonus too. But what I mean to say is it's not the beginning point. It's an elaboration on what we have from Torah. But the question is like this. Bracha. What is bracha? Josh is right. Bracha is definitely a formulated chi of midrabanan, right? Definitely is a formulated chi of midrabanan. Correct? But Tosis is saying that in terms of chiyuvim, it's formulated midrabanan. But in terms of its reality as something that is proper and good, and something that is not only proper and good but wrong if it's not done, that exists just al pi svara.
Saying it's like incumbent upon a person even before like chiyuvim of like the Torah come on it. Something even more.
Correct.
We need to formulate it practically, but in terms of the necessity of the thing itself.
The Rabbanan come along and impose it upon the person, because not everybody's on the philosophical level to recognize it on their own, but on a high philosophical level, a person would automatically do it and would recognize that it's that to not do it would be wrong. Avram Avinu. Right? It's something that philosophically has an existence. Okay? Now, of course, philosophically, it's not a chiyuv because that's not the realm of philosophy. Philosophy doesn't is not a realm of chiyuvim. It's not a system of chiyuvim. It's just a system of reality. So, if a person chooses to harm himself by ignoring a philosophical reality, he's not going to be punished by a system of chiyuvim. It'll just be added to that philosophical reality. If a person chooses to ignore the laws of physics, he'll be... It's not an obligation to follow the laws of physics, but if you choose not to, if you try not to, you'll pay the consequences. You'll suffer the consequences. But, so the question over here is ketzad. That seems to be the question between the two answers. Must ketzad must be referring to something that exists, something from before. You don't just start out how without having the thing. But the question is, can it be referring to something that has an existence before and now it's just codifying the chiyuvim? Or is Mishnayasin only referring to chiyuvim itself? And it won't recognize something unless it's... unless it exists already in the realm of chiyuv. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, and it just bothers me though why Tosfos says lo shayach.
Because according to the first answer, it's not shayach to ask. Because what are you going to ask?
It is shayach.
Where does it exist?
No,
we know where it exists. It exists every Jew, every Amora knows the idea of a bracha already. You know that philosophically, it's a philosophical imperative. It might not be a halachic imperative. Question is...
And every Jew knows the Kriyat Shema. You have to do Kriyat Shema. Every Jew knows reads Kriyat Shema. Every Jew knows the Pasuk, Peshach
HaKumecha. But not as a philosophical imperative.
But so what? But every Jew knows... I don't understand what the whole point of every Jew...
That's part of the nature of bracha, though.
No, it's a question like this. I'm trying to say that bracha is a unique kind of a thing because it exists as a reality even outside the realm of chiyuvim. There's no Kriyat Shema outside the realm of Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. But outside the realm of Mitzvah's Bracha, there is an idea of being a Mavarech. What's his name? Was Mavarech when you saw Avram? Malki Tzedek. Right? He was Mavarech Hashem. So there's an idea of being a Mavarech, right? But the question is the Mishnah refer to things that exist only as chiyuvim, or just things that have existence? Philosophical necessities have existence, but they don't exist as chiyuvim, okay? So, according to the first answer in Tosfos, it's not shayach to ask, where is it? Tana hecha koi. If it's referring to... I mean, your question is, why is it not shayach to ask it?
Yeah, why is it not shayach? We could have asked it. Just say it and then give an answer. Then it's a
story. From where does it come from sounds like it's an imposed thing, like an artificial imposition. But if it's a philosophic necessity, it's not like... There's no question of, like, where did it come from.
No, but let me explain to you why. When the Gemara asks Tana Hechakoi, it means to say that the Mishnah is... the Gemara wants to know that we know the Mishnah is written in a certain way. We know the Mishnah is written a certain way. Now, where is the integrity of... Show me the way that it's written. Show me how it's true to the way that it should be written. So if it's referring to a chiyuv, so then I could say, well, it's you know, Tana Hechakoi means how can the Tana be referring to a chiyuv that wasn't mentioned yet, right? But if it's referring to an objective idea, right, then there's no question. Now, if you hold the Tana can be referring to objective ideas already, then there's no question because you can't ask... You can't ask what is it, there's no question where is it referring to. If it has to be referring to chiyuvim, so you have to say, well, show me where the chiyuv is. Show me where we know already this chiyuv exists. Right? But if it's because it's referring to objective objective philosophical realities, once you ask where, then you're already denying that it's an objective reality. It was the fact that it's a reality prevents you from even asking where. You're right. The way I said it before is not correct. It's they both are really the same. Nisan is right. The way he was saying now, they both really have answers already. The only thing is, one has an answer that you automatically know. In other words, one has an answer that intrinsically preempts the question. The other one has an answer that practically we already know. But it's the same kind of question as the first Meimasai. Now let me put it this way. The question is, the difference between the two answers is this. That according to the first answer, the question on Beis Amud Aleph is a different kind of a question. Right? That's a question of Chiyuvim. And it's not shaykh to ask that question when the source is objective reality. It's not shaykh to ask the question of show me the locus of this chiyuv when we're not talking about chiyuv, we're talking about things that we're referring to because they are just a reality. Right? According to the second answer, it's the same kind of a question as the Gemara asks in the Amasai. The only thing is, we've already come across the answer. But it would seem to be the question seems to be though, can the Tana refer to things, since it's a system of Chiyuvim, can the Tana go outside of the system to make reference to realities?
Just the first thing.
That's the first, well that's the question. That's the difference between the two answers. Can the Tana do something like that? So Tosis gives a second answer. He's not sure. He's not sure if you can say the Tana, since it is a system of Chiyuvim, can the Tana actually go out of the system of Chiyuvim and make reference to an entity? Or must its entities come from the realm of Chiyuvim itself? It's the subject matter is Chiyuvim. Chiyuvei Torah, Rabbanan and Deraisa, doesn't matter. But the question is, can it make reference to something that is outside of the system of Chiyuvim? But only because they're fundamental it's the fundamental that the system is built on. It comes from the fundamentals that the system is built on. Or do you say no? It's true that the system is built on those fundamentals, but it itself is a system of Chiyuvim, and the Tana will only refer to things that are Chiyuvim. Chiyuvim have to be Huzgar. Yeah.
But I have to fall back on that philosophical idea that why couldn't it just say that the Rabbanan were Kavua?
Well, how do you know that? But that would be, they say, show me where. You don't start talking about the Ketzad before you say where it is. So then
no, what do you mean? No, I'm saying.
Think it over. What? Right, it doesn't say Chayav to make bracha. So then you're going to say...
No, it says like by Megillah, like there was a nace, like...
So we'll try to do the Machlokes Tana, Tama, and Rabbi Yehuda.